Hallelujah. Oh God, let me open with a word of prayer, but God is speaking already. Eternal Father, once again, God, we want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for your awesome people, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to speak before your people, God. We thank you for our pastors, God, just getting to bless them on every side, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we don't want to have me behind the cross on today, God. Oh God, speak a word, God, today, God, to your people today, God. If it don't be done, God, it won't be done, God, of you, God. So God, we thank you in advance, God, for the spoken word, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, the word speaks to me first. So God, have your way up in this place. Oh God, and those that are not here on today, God, bless them in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you right where we are, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. There's a breakthrough in the land. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God sent me here on this morning on assignment on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to read. I want to go ahead and get started. I want to read this one scripture that God has given unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's come from Jeremiah. Some of us, many of us might know that scripture already. Amen. It's Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Just one verse. And it reads, God, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. And to give you an expected end. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we give God a hand clap on that right all by ourselves? Hallelujah. Of thoughts of peace and not of evil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if I had a title to put on this word on this morning, and it would be the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. I don't know about you. I would have screamed on that all by itself because the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that God hasn't already been good, but God has already been good. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know that, how many know there's more in God? Hallelujah. There's more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And reading the scriptures, going back in verses, this particular scriptures are talking about the people of Judah when they were thrown into captive for 70 years. Amen. Into Babylon. Amen. Amen. God allowed them to be taken into captivity. Amen. Because of rebellion. Amen. Amen. And when I hear the word rebellion, I mean, I hear the word saying that they knew right, but they just rebelled to do against it. Amen. And oftentimes that seems like, I'm going to say what the Lord say. And many times that's more like with Christians, what we go through sometimes. We go through a rebellion stage. Amen. And how many know that God can't bless when you rebel against the things of God? Hallelujah. He will not bless. Amen. Matter of fact, God, in this particular scripture, God took his favor, took his hand to offer them. But how many know that, with the things I've been through in my life, amen, I need the favor of God, amen. Amen. And when I'm quick to make a mistake or do something wrong, I'm quick to repent and to turn from my ways and to get back into the race. Amen. And that's what we want to find ourselves doing when we feel we slip up, because we will slip up sometimes. We will talk crazy sometimes. Amen. Amen. But we always want the favor of God to be upon our lives. Amen. Amen. When I was reading the scripture, God gave me some revelation. He said that they're going to be there for 70 years. How many know that it doesn't take God all day long to bless you? Amen. But God is so wise and so awesome and so mighty. I believe that God knew how long that they needed to go through to get where they needed to get to that place that they can really trust in God. Amen. Because the Bible lets us know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. This is a faith walk. We serve a God that we don't even see, but we believe that he is. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we can believe in something that we don't see, why can't we believe the miracles and blessings that God? Amen. He gives us blessings and gives us nuggets along the way that we can trust him. Amen. But oftentimes we allow the enemy to come and steal what God has put in us. Amen. Stop letting the enemy steal what God has put in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy steal no more. Hallelujah. When God blesses you, hold to what you have. I'm not saying that you're not going to go through anything, but you know that you, when you call on the name of the Lord, he will hear and he will answer you, because we are children of God. Yes. Amen. So when God calls us to a certain place, even though when you look back in scripture, when he let the people from Judah be held in captive, God was still there, but he wanted them to see how much they really did need him. Amen. Hallelujah. He wanted them to see how much they really need him. And sometimes, my old saying used to say, my mother used to say, a hard head make a soft, behind. Amen. Hallelujah. I done been through too much in my life to not to trust in God. Amen. Not to be obedient to God. Sometimes, because the Bible says, our ways are not his ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. So we want to pray to God. Pray to God. Ask God for instructions. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for what we need to do. What should we be doing? Amen. Glory to God. Not taking matters into our own hands. Amen. Sometimes we think too much. Think too much. Let God be in you. Let God order your steps. The good steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Let God order the steps. Let God order the steps. Let God order you. Let God direct your path. And in those three, saying that, go to God in prayer. Fellowship with God. Talk to him. Just like you talk on the telephone, talk to God. He said, for I know your thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. God wasn't trying to hurt the Israelites. He wasn't trying to people from Judah. He wasn't trying to hurt them. He was letting them see how much they needed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I remember years ago when I was held in captive. I was held in captive when I was, if you don't know, that was incarcerated. Amen. But even still, I did something wrong. When I got there, I was held. I was still free in my mind because of God. How many know when you're held captive, God wants you there. He will give you a peace in your mind. Amen. Even in captive, I still spoke the word of God to people. So God was, when I was reading this, God was showing me that even when you're going through, you can still speak life to someone. You can still speak life to a dying situation. You can speak life to yourself even when you feel dead and discouraged, broken and torn down. You can still speak to yourself if you trust in him. Hallelujah. Come up out of yourself. Hallelujah. Every now and then you got to shake yourself. Hallelujah. Just shake yourself. Hallelujah. Just shake it. You got to shake it off sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy will have you thinking crazy thoughts and doing crazy things. And it's not even true. Not even real. Hallelujah. You're captive in your own mind. How many know that sometimes we are our own worst enemy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you got all kinds of degrees on the wall and making six-figure incomes, but we still are our worst enemies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Hallelujah. And he will direct your path. He will direct and order your steps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care where you're at this morning. I don't care what somebody told you that you wasn't going to do and you weren't going to mount to nothing. But let them know that the devil is a lie, because the God I serve is well able to bring you out. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened on last week, last year. Hallelujah. But this is a new day. Hallelujah. This is a new day, because the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. We are the chosen one. We are the called out ones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best is yet to come. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God been dealing with me. Hallelujah. And God keeps telling me, let the people know some things I didn't do. I didn't realize I didn't do it, but then when God spoke to me, some things I could do better. Amen. Hallelujah. I could do more of. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can be full of you and not full of God. Woo. Hallelujah. And not even realize it until God allows you to be captive. And whatever your situation may be, hallelujah, to bring some points out to your mind, to bring you out, to bring some things that you can see as he sees. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you, but I'm fired up in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's been good, but there's some greater things that God wants to do in the lives of the people. Hallelujah. And I want to help be a help, a part of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or God's people begging for bread. Hallelujah. It's time off for us living, be living below the presence of God, what God has given us. It's time out for that. Amen. We serve the King, the creator of the universe. Amen. If you need God to open up a door, ask God to open up a door. Because if you have not, you ask not, you have not. Hallelujah. If you need God to heal your sick body, lay hands on yourself. Hallelujah. You got life, the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. So you got every now and then you have to wait till the pastor or the preacher to lay hands on you. You can lay hands on yourself. Hallelujah. No more living defeated. No more living defeated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Forget what happened in the past. It happened. It wasn't good. So what? Move on. Move on. Wipe your tears. Stop crying over spilt milk. Wipe your tears and keep moving on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have plans and the plans don't seem to work out the way we think they should. And the way we want God to work them out. Hallelujah. Sometimes there's a reason that God has that plan. Why it doesn't work out? Because he don't want you to go before him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we push the cart before the horse. Amen. Glory to God. Not saying it won't happen, but it just wasn't the time. How many know that God's timing is everything? It means everything to us. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you spend time with God, God will speak to your spirit. He will let you know. Just like you have a conversation, like we're having a conversation right now, God will speak to your spirit and let you know when it's time and when it's not time, when to open your mouth, when to shut your mouth. But sometimes God will have to allow a situation to happen so you can learn from it. Our pastor preached the message. It was good that I was afflicted. Hallelujah. When he was preaching, I was like, wow. How many know that, you know, especially us as brothers, we don't want to be afflicted. Hallelujah. Especially, bro, we don't want to hurt. No, we think we're supposed to not hurt. We're supposed to be hurting somebody and not hurt, get hurt. Amen. But when God allows something to come upon you, he will speak to your spirit. It's the reason why God allowed for that thing to happen. Amen. It took me a while when he said it was good that I was afflicted. That was an awesome blessing. Amen. And then it brought back the memories. When I first got saved here, I was afflicted. Someone lied on me, and I wanted to get them. I wanted to get them for lying on me. But after a while, I understood that I was glad that they lied on me, because if they didn't lie on me, I wouldn't have got saved. I wouldn't have been a part of this church. So now I'm learning, like the praise team say, all praises belong to him. Yeah. We got to learn to praise God even when things not going well. Yeah. We don't wait till with the battle's over before we give God praise. We got to praise God while we're in the battle. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's easy to praise God when you're on top. Yeah. But it takes another realm of the spirit to praise God when things are, when all hell is when you got hell on every side. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that's when you begin to show God that you know it's him that can work all things out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody took out your neighbor to the right and the left of you and tell them that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. You got to receive that word on this morning because the best is yet to come. The best is not yet to come for you. The best is yet to come for you to share the word of God with somebody else so they can have the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best is not only for you. The best is for you to share the word of God. For when you go out to your jobs and go out to the hedges and highways to speak and encourage someone and share the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God made us bold people of him. Amen. We're not weak. Sometimes we think we're weak because we're in Christ, because we let things go. But we're not weak. It takes a strong individual to serve the Lord. It takes a strong person to get hit on one cheek and turn your cheek. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And not retaliate. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes the power and the spirit of the Lord to do such a thing. Amen. Amen. But I want you to know that God is still working on me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know the best is yet to come. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I came to this church in 1997, amen, and I've seen the ups and downs, but I truly believe there's favor in the hand of God. in this place because I know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah, because we haven't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've made a promise. I'm going to do all I can to see this thing come to pass. Amen. Whatever God had for me to do, I'm going to find my hands to the plow and not look back. Amen. And we need all hands on deck. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this is a big thing. This is a big thing. This is a great thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't think it. It's not in what you see. It's not in what you see. It's what you know. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is well able. Hallelujah. To supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. You know what? God's waiting on us. Hallelujah. God is waiting on us. Hallelujah. You know, I took it personally. God's waiting on me. He's waiting on Michael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Michael don't do it, it won't get done. That's how I look at it there. If it won't get done. If I don't speak to a dying world, it won't get done. And that's how we should take that. It won't get done. If every seat in here won't be filled, it won't get done. Because of you. You're part of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that the best is yet to come? Hallelujah. God has been good. God has been awesome. Oh, my God. God has been good to the gate, the household, all this year. All throughout the years. But this year, he's been doing some amazing stuff. Because I've been speaking some things into existence. He said, you have not because you asked. Now, I've been speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, my wife, I used to laugh at her. I said, what you looking for, honey? She said, I'm looking for that bag of money. I'm looking for the bag of money. I said, what bag of money? I said, laugh. So they're like, I say the same thing too. So I'm like, I'm looking for the check in the mail. I'm looking for the check in the mail. You got to speak those things. You got to speak those things. Amen. Hallelujah. What you want? How many know sometimes the more money, the more you can help somebody else out with? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share this one this morning. You know, God was showing me that one time this year, we got a check in the mail every day, at least once a month of 2016 for 1 month. A check in the mail because I kept on saying, I'm going to get my check out the mailbox. Every month, but one time this month, I got a check in the mail. Hallelujah. Am I telling the truth, honey? A check in the mail, 2,000, 3,000, 500, 1,000, 1,100. A check in the mail. He said, you have not because you ask not. And God keeps saying, I said, God, you've been already good, but he told me the best is yet to come. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I received that the best is yet to come. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know a little something. Amen. Hallelujah. I know enough to trust in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know enough to trust God. Hallelujah. I know he's well able to bring us out. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just like here in scripture when he took the people from Judah went in captivity for 70 years. God said, he knew. And I was like, God, why did it have to be 70 years? Why was it 70 years? Because God knew how long it takes to get our attention. Amen. But then again, it doesn't take God all day long to bless his people. Amen. Hallelujah. We just got to have the faith to believe and trust in God, that God is well able. We don't want to waver in our faith any longer. Hallelujah. We got the word going forth here. Awesome word. We don't want to just get the word on Sunday morning and go out and just let the word just go. Hallelujah. Let the enemy just steal the word. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. How many know that we are victorious people? Amen. Hallelujah. And God is well able because the best is yet to come. He said he wants to give us peace. He wants to give us the peace of God. In verse 11, he said he wants to give us people not of evil, not thoughts of peace, and not of evil. Pray for the peace of God. Pray for the mind of God. Pray for the peace of God. Hallelujah. That's a powerful thing to do. It's nothing like having the peace of God. When you have the peace of God, you walk around like you're floating sometimes. You'll be like, wow, like nothing can touch you. Amen. That's the favor of God, the peace of God. His hedge of protection around you, the peace of God. Hallelujah. And not of evil. God, there's nothing bad about God. God doesn't give us evil. Everything is God is good. Everything he made was good. He made you and I in his image. He made us good. Hallelujah. He made everything good pertaining to salvation. Amen. And to give us to the expected end. The expected end. And God told me, if you don't expect nothing, you won't receive nothing. Hallelujah. That's the problem with too many of us. We don't expect God. Who, me? Who, me? Who, me? I was like that too. Now, I don't, well, deserve it. Truly, none of us deserve anything. We are not deserving of anything if it was up to our own righteousness, because he said our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Amen. We're right because we're right through Christ. Hallelujah. He made us right when he sent his son to die on the cross. Hallelujah. We're right because Christ made us right. He died on the cross. And we, when we accepted Christ, he lives in us. And wherever we go, he goes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to know that we know that where we go, that God is there. Hallelujah. Don't forget God. I think that's the problem. We forget about God. Hallelujah. Just think if the shoe was one of the foot of some, if you bless somebody and they forget about you, you will get upset. We can't forget about God. God is our protector. He has a head around us. Sometimes I think we got so many angels that are sitting on the shelf that we only have dispatch upon. Dispatch your angels. Send your angels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where you're at this morning, whether you're on the mountaintop or you in the valley, but you got to know that you know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I can speak all day long and let you know that the best is yet to come. But I'm trying to encourage you, but you got to know within yourself that the best is yet to come. You got to believe it yourself. Hallelujah. You got to operate in your own faith, because every man has a measure of faith. Every one of us have a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Some of us have a better start than the next person. Why is it that some have a better start and look at them more defeated than the person that started before them, behind them? Because the person was exercising their faith even the more. And they was believing and trusting in God. Hallelujah. That's why I share my story oftentimes of me getting saved at June 20th, 1997. Hallelujah. Strung out on drugs. Messed up. Tore up from the floor up. Hallelujah. I don't say that to say anything, but I'm just letting you know what God can do. Because God is well able. Hallelujah. To bring you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had the opportunity to speak on Wednesday night in a church in D.C. And it was just an awesome move of God in the building. Amen. And people don't believe until you open your mouth and begin to say, share what you've been through. I was just sharing part of my testimony. Hallelujah. God is well able. Hallelujah. Sometimes I get discouraged in my own mind and say, man, 34, why did I wait that long? Why did I go through all that? But here in the scripture, it says the people's in 70 years in hell in captivity. God knows how to turn the temperature up on you. Hallelujah. He knows how to get your attention. And God got all of my attention. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Because I know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. He may not come when you want him, but he always comes on time. Hallelujah. But I know right now in my spirit that there's a breakthrough that's about to take place in the lives of the people of God, the ones that believe. Amen. The breakthrough. Hallelujah. I don't know. God's been good in my life, but I need another breakthrough. Hallelujah. A sure enough breakthrough that know that I'm broke through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we bless God for a breakthrough? Hallelujah. That's about to take place in the lives of the people. There's a breakthrough that's about to take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, you pity patting on God, but if God told you there's going to be a breakthrough in your life, that you ain't going to never want nothing no more, that your sick body going to be healed, that your kid's going to come off of drugs and come off the corner and give his life to the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough about to take place because he said the blessing's yet to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's greater days. There's a breakthrough that's about to take place in the lives of the people of God, but those who believe. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, God. Breakthrough in this place, God. Breakthrough in the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we need you to sweep over this place. Sweep over the lives of your people, God. Sweep over every area of your life, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name, right where I'm at, God. Right where we are, God, we want you to sweep over this place. We want a breakthrough to take place. Hallelujah. Some might need a financial breakthrough. Some might need a body to be healed, God. Someone been standing in the gap for an unsaved loved one, God. But God, today, God, breakthrough up in this place. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Because you said in your word, God, there's no weapon, God, that's formed against your people, God, that will prosper, God. So, God, and you're a shield unto them, God, that put their trust in you, God. So, God, we put our trust in you this morning, even the more, God. Not that we doubted or we wavered in you, God. But, God, some of us have been weak in our faith. But, God, build the faith of your people, God. Let them know, God, that you're well able, God, to do what you said you would do, God. And God, we bless you right now for the overflow, for the breakthrough, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, you gotta open your mouth and receive the Lord on this morning for the mighty things that he's done in the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 One thing I know, that when dry wood is sitting off by itself, hallelujah, but dry wood is easy to catch on fire, hallelujah. Let a fire take place, God, in the lives of your people, God. Let a fire that burn everything up, God, that doesn't look like you, God. In the name of Jesus, sweep over this place. Breathe on your people again, God. Encourage their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Breakthrough, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. This is a different kind of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Breakthrough in the lives of your people, God. Hallelujah. No more discouragement, God. No more with a hung down head, God. No more living defeated, God. In the name of Jesus. Because we are the called out ones. We are the chosen ones, God. Because we know, God, that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait till the battle's over. We don't have to shout and scream when we get the victory. We gotta scream in the valley. The same way we scream on the mountaintop. We gotta bless the Lord at all times. In his praises shall continually to be in my mouth. Lord, I will bless your name. I will bless you, God, at all times. And my praise will continue to be in my mouth because you've been so good. Hallelujah. We know that the greater days are coming, God. We know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your shout to God is an act of faith. Hallelujah. You may be down here and a little discouraged right now, but you gotta believe that you gotta believe that you believe. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is in the building. God is in this place. Matter of fact, God dwells inside of you. Every believer that God dwells inside of you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting mighty and greater things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's coming mighty soon and mighty quickly. And I tell you what the Lord told me in my spirit, told me, He said, get ready, get ready, get ready, because the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent forth a word to tell me, tell people, God, get ready. Get ready. He said, get ready. Get ready, because the best is yet to come. You don't want to miss out on this move of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss out, because you never know when God might sweep back with this mighty anointing again. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. He said, get ready. God is up to something mighty and great. Oh, God. Why you think the word's been coming so powerfully in this place? Hallelujah. It was good that I was afflicted. Hallelujah. God wants to know if you could trust him. Even in a bad place, even in a bad situation, even with afflictions. Back up against the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh God, we believe you, God. We trust you, God. We know that the best is yet to come, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put that in your vocabulary. Keep speaking to yourself, saying that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. That my God shall supply all my needs. Hallelujah. And we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are victorious because we serve the Lord in every weapon and everything. We are a child of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, just have your way today. Oh God, speak to your people and encourage your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll never be the same after this. We'll never be the same. We hear this many a times, but today we'll never be the same. Hallelujah. There's more. Hallelujah. There's more of God that God wants to do in the lives of his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God is going to do. Hallelujah. It doesn't even care. It doesn't even matter what it looks like right now. Hallelujah. When I gave my life over 20 years ago to the Lord, it didn't look like it. But I kept trusting God. I kept looking to the hills, which cometh my help. I didn't have nothing to lose, but I kept looking up to the Master. And he heard my cry. Hallelujah. Jesus. And I've been looking up ever since. Not saying I dotted every I and crossed every T. Hallelujah. But I kept looking up to the Master, because I know he's the only one that can take me to a place where I need to be. Amen. He's the only one that can do for me what I needed to be done. I can tell you what needs to be done, but God Almighty is the only one that could have done it. And that's when the praise team was saying, all glory belongs to him. It wasn't by man that we were saved. It was by the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He called us out. He chosen us. Before the foundation of the world, he called us out. God knew who was going to be here on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, that you bless your people. Hallelujah. Bless your people. Send forth a mighty anointing among your people, God. That we walk and do the things that you call for us to do. Oh, God. Until you call us. Oh, God. By name. And you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. The same way sometimes, have you ever looked back in your life and you feel bad and say, God, man, I should have did this. I could have did this. And you beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up no more. From this day forward, walk and do what God called for you to do. And you will see the favor and the hand of God upon your life and everything that's connected to you. Hallelujah. So what, you messed up? So what? You said something you shouldn't have said. It doesn't matter. He's faithful and just to forgive us of everything. So God, today, bless your people. Bless us on every side, God, that this house be filled, God. This house have a breakthrough, an overflow. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we have to make it happen. Hallelujah. You have to take care of your own house. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to take care of your house. Hallelujah. If you take care of the things of God, he said he will take care of you. Hallelujah. That's how it works. You take care of the things of God, and God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Be obedient, saints. Whatever God tells you to do, be obedient. Not that God's trying to take anything from us. He's trying to bless us. He's trying to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. 20 years ago, didn't know much about anything. But with my first job, I was a tire fare. And never missed since. I paid my tithes. Hallelujah. And God and offerings. And God never lacked. I don't remember. It came to me on last night when God was speaking and we had a special offer for our pastor. And the Lord had spoken and said that whoever sowed today would never be broke again. I sowed that seed and I'm one of the ones that was supposed to partake of that word. And God never... I don't lack for money. I don't lack for money. I'm not saying that to be boastful, but if I don't need it, if y'all tell me to get it, I don't need the money in the box. I don't need it. He'll give me the mindset to do without because I don't need it. Amen. If he want me to have it, he'll give me the finest to receive it. Hallelujah. That's the peace of mind. He said he'll give you the thoughts of peace and not of evil. He will give you your heart desire. If you need God to give you a job, open up a door for a job, just raise your hands and say, God, I need a job. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. You need your sick body healed. Lay hands on it and tell God, heal my body. Because he said, by your stripes you're healed. In the name of Jesus. If you need some children saved or some co-workers saved, tell the Lord you want your co-workers and your family saved. Because he said that your whole house, he saved you, your whole house will be saved. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best is yet to come, saints. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep saying it to myself. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Wicks, the best is yet to come for you, sir. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Keep looking to the Lord. Keep trusting in God. Hallelujah. Can we stand to our feet at this time, amen, as we prepare to close out?